Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it and over the 99 that didn't stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord. Comfort, give comfort to my people. 1741, when George Friedrich Handel wrote his famous oratorio, The Messiah, he began the whole thing with this word. Because, as he was encapsulating all of salvation history, what would lead us to be able to embrace the Messiah when he came, to celebrate his birth, to celebrate his passion, to celebrate his resurrection, it was all ultimately in order to give comfort to his people. These words of the prophet Isaiah were said when the Jews were in exile in Babylon. But they weren't merely to be fulfilled in the return of the exiles to Jerusalem, because there was a greater exile. It was the exile from the Garden of Eden, and the comfort that the Messiah was bringing into the world was to bring all of us who have been exiled from God through sin back into communion fully. Comfort, give comfort to my people. Isaiah said for God that he was to speak tenderly because Jerusalem in exile's service was at an end and her guilt was expiated. Because she had already received from the hand of the Lord double for all her sins. She had done her reparation. But what the exiles needed to do is they needed to cooperate with God. God was coming with power, as we proclaimed in the responsorial psalm. And that power was his mercy. But they needed to cooperate with it. That's why immediately Isaiah uses the words, "In the desert prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the wasteland a highway for our God." They were to fill in the valleys, to lower the mountains, to straighten the crooked paths, to smooth the rough ones. That way of the Lord, if we didn't celebrate the Immaculate Conception yesterday, we would have heard from Isaiah, is holy. It's beautiful words that Isaiah gives us. A highway will be there called the Holy Way. As we heard on Saturday, when the Messiah comes, he says, "This is the way, walk in it." So ultimately, the Messiah comes to show us the way to holiness and indicate, "I am that way." What does that do? It ought to relativize all other aspects of life. As soon as Isaiah announces this rebuilding project, a voice says, "Cry out," and Isaiah answers, "What shall I cry out?" And what's the reply? Isn't it obvious? All flesh is grass. What does that mean? How does that follow? Isaiah was describing for God the vanity of other realities. All flesh is grass, their glory is like the wilting flower of the field. It doesn't perdure. But what does? The word of our God stands forever. Rather than to base themselves on evanescent and ephemeral joys in this world, they were to ground themselves in God and in what he indicates. And that's why Isaiah at the end of this passage is instructed to go up to a high mountain to cry out at the top of his voice the good news that here is your God. Here comes with power the Lord God who rules. Once we've done that work, once we have eliminated our life of vain things, once we begin to focus on God and His Word, the Lord is able to come on that holy highway, and we're able to follow Him all the way home. There's a beautiful passage at the end of what the Lord does once we begin to follow Him in this way. Here is His reward, His recompense. What is it? We're fed by Jesus as a shepherd. So the shepherd feeds his flock. He loves us and embraces us like a shepherd gathers the lambs in his arms, leading them with care. We're able then to have the relationship with the good shepherd that he has come to give us, not just here, but forever in his eternal sheepfold. That's the mission of the Messiah. That's ultimately the comfort of his people. Today's gospel, Jesus builds on that. He describes in the fulfillment of all of these shepherdly images of the Old Testament that he would leave 99 in the hills and come out in search of us when we stray. And when he finds us, he rejoices more over us than over the other 99. It's not the will of the Heavenly Father that any one of us be lost. And that's why that good shepherd comes searching. That is the comfort he seeks to give. That is the mission of the Messiah. Today the church celebrates for the first time the universal memorial of Our Lady of Loretto. It was on this day in 1294 that the Holy House of Nazareth arrived in Loretto. Somebody asked a question, was it brought there by angels? Yes, it was, the Angeli family. When the Muslims were coming into the Holy Land, they had to get so many of the relics out. And so they brought the Holy House of Nazareth out, stopped on the journey for 3 years in Croatia before it finally arrived today in 1294. Eventually a beautiful Renaissance basilica was built to house it, but the three walls of that house remain there. And when you look at the various archaeological tests that are done, it really does fit well to what's present in Nazareth. It's not one of these wacko legends that come up centuries thereafter. It's got good historicity to it. Again, we were not there with video showing the whole journey, but there's great grounding to this house. What happened in that house? Birth of the Blessed Mother happened in that house. Probably her Immaculate Conception happened in that house. The visit of the Archangel Gabriel happened. Her response, "Let it be done to me according to your word," happened there. And hence, it's a beautiful place for the entire church to ponder the meaning of the Immaculate Conception, which we celebrated yesterday, and God's desire for us to be totally free from sin. Meaning of the Incarnation, why the Messiah came into the world, and how he sought to comfort us through saving us. Our response and our cooperation with all of that work through our own fiat. Mary's whole mission is one of sharing in the Messiah's mission. That's what her fiat ultimately brought her into. And there in Loretto was developed a few hundred years after the house arrived what we now pray as the Litany of Loretto. It was first prayed there in 1558, but by 1587, after they had set this litany to beautiful music, Pope Sixtus V said it was so beautiful that he decreed that it would become the litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And all other litanies to Our Lady that existed elsewhere in the church were now suppressed. This was to be the standard litany that would be used for Our Lady. It was sung there in Loretto and it began to echo throughout the entire world. And there, among the titles we give to Our Lady, we talk about her as Virgin Most Merciful, Refuge of Sinners, Mother Most Pure, Mother Inviolate, and Queen Conceived Without Original Sin. We see how first she received her Son's mission, but then likewise how she continues it. And we invoke her under those titles, saying after each, pray for us, because we need her work in each of these ways. Today, her Son seeks to comfort us here. He comes with his mercy. He comes, mercy incarnate. And as we prepare to offer to the Eternal Father his dearly beloved Son's body, blood, soul, and divinity in expiation for our sins and the sins of the whole world, we ask through the intercession of Our Lady of Loretto that we might become a true holy house, raising the portals to welcome this Messiah and King.